Okay, wir haben Machlokes in der Mishne. If Machsheves Hazman is Kodmo, there's a Tanai by Pigul that you need Korov Kol Matirov. That everything had to be brought properly. So we had a Machlokes in the Mishne. If Machsheves Hazman came first, if the Kol remains Pigul. So Rabbi Yehuda Paskin in the Mishne, and he said, as long as Machsheves Hazman came first, Kol she Machsheves Hazman Kodma L'Machsheves Hamokem, it gets sealed into the Kol. And if Machsheves Mokem came first, then that's what gets sealed into the Kol. So we struggled a lot with Ilfa last week. We'll read it quickly. Amar Ilfa Machlekes Shavodes Avodah Achas Tibi Akol. Irv Machshavas Havi. Vavyechinam Omar, Ap Mavidachas Machlekes. Bekitzer Ilfa was saying that in one Avoid, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. If you were doing one Avoid and you had Machshavas Hazman, Machshavas Hamokam, it wouldn't make a difference. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the carbon doesn't become pickle. Rabbi Yechinam says, makes no difference. One avoid and many avoids. And Dr. Gemara b'shlemi l'ulfa midreisha b'shtei avoidus. The reisha of Mishnah says clearly, a case of shtei avoidus shachat, and then hikriv or hikdir. So seifanami b'shtei avoidus. Rabbi Yehuda says haklal. El Rav Yechanan that says that the sefer is even by avoida achas. Rabbi Yehuda would hold that if Zman came first, it's Pigul. Reisha b'shtei avodos says, "Well, I'll say Reisha b'shtei avodos say Beim Avodah b'shtei avodos." Okay, so our major problem here in the sugya was that l'chayre, it shouldn't make a difference if it's Chod Avod or Trey Avodos, because the bottom line is the Shem Pigul is not Chal till the end. The Shem Pigul is not Chal until the end, meaning until you do Zrika, there's no Shem Pigul. And therefore, L'chayrit should always be called Pavas Achas. Should always call Pavas Achas. Now, even though we discussed the possibility that you could say that it's really Chal Miad, and this is what Joey was talking about last week, which I gave Shir, Baruch Hashem, he remembers it looks like, from Meila. I gave Shir on this on the Pigul Matar Salechem with the whole sugi over there in Mila, where you could say it works on Afreya, which means that really the Pigul's Chal immediately. The Pigul is really Chal immediately. Be'etzem. But it's still hanging until Zrika. Once you do the Zrika Kilchosa, then it's already Pigul Mafreya. Okay. Nafkamina would be technically, forgetting the Chilukim in the Gemara, if somebody went and they ate from the Pigul, between Shechita and Zrika, right? And then everything went properly. Are you Chayv L'Mafreya on the Pigul that you ate before Zrika? The Zrika was just to ensure that that occurs. The problem that I had, and this is what I was explaining to Joey after this year, the problem I had with that with that way of learning is that the Vaita shouldn't be a Chilik between Avodah Achas and Shtei Avodahs. Should make a difference. Meaning, Mamonoshach. If you look at it, that everything goes retroactively from the time of the Machsheves Pigul, right? If that's the way you look at it. So even Avodah Achas should be that way. Should be the second you had the Machsheva, it's Pigul. Who cares if it's one Avodah, two Avodah, who cares? Who cares how many Avodahs it is? The Pigul is a Psul Machsheva. Should work retroactively. And if you're telling me we go by Bepoyel when the Din Pigul is Chal, Bepoyel, which Bepoyel, the Din Pigul is not Chal till later, right? So then it should make no Vaita, make no Nafkamina. Meaning, the difference between Avoid Achas and Shtei Avoidus doesn't make sense. The difference between Avoid Achas and Shtei Avoidus, L'chayr does not make sense, because Memonavshach, if you're telling me Pigul is immediate, there's a process, To to materialize, or even maybe materialize retroactively, there's a process, that's not Chaltel Zrika. Okay? So then Vaitin should make no nafkamin if it's Havayachas or Shtei Havayas. Who cares? As long as this Machshava came before that Machshava. So that's it. Should make a nafkamin. And if you tell, then we should only look at the Machshava. And if you tell me, no, we need Epesach Halois, right? So then Vaitin, then it's not until Zrika. We need a Chalois Papoyal. It's not enough technically when it became Bigel. We need a. So I talk a sur of Steinem in Zatzal. Take is oymen on this. And he takes, as I mentioned, the Keren Ari points this out to Mikdash David, points out many of the Achrenim. He says like this. Over here, Finart. L'chayri, he says, what's going on? He says, Yesh Lion. Kivan Shechisha Mitzchila Chutzlus Mane, Kvar Hukva Bebigel. Vesulay Haso Machshavas Chutzlum Koymei Mavkalei. Meaning, if you take a hold, that according to Rabbi Huda, we don't look at the Zrika, we don't look at when Bepoyal, the Pigel comes out, we look at the technically when it became Pigel, and the technical part of the pigul was chal right when you had the machshava. So who cares about the tavoid achas or shtei avoidus? So then he says a shtickle. Yossi, a shtickle what you were saying, but he says not mistav like I was saying. He says l'choyav shaloi b'tamadov machshav is pigul and yichol el bigmar avoidu. That even this quasi pigul that's chal before zrika. Is only bigmar avoida. The calls man shaloi goma avoida adai in mitla tolo v'koya machshava. He says loy mistavu klal she pigul nikva rak pasayva avoida. Sharei chaloi sa pigul chal yeshiru salakom. Calls right on the kom. And this is something we've been drilling in the last couple of weeks. Pigul is not in the avoida. It's not avoidas pigul. See, if it would be avoidas pigul, shchitas pigul, right? Kabbalas pigul, hilochas pigul, zrikas pigul, then you could arguably say that it's totally in the avoida. And if the avoida is, it's almost like the clock ticks by avoida. That's the handle on the clock. There's no handle. There's an hourly handle, which is, we'll call it the zrika handle. Okay? And the Zrika handle is when Bepoil, the Dine Pigel, materialize. Even Joe, even if it works to some degree, Lamafreya, it materializes in that. And then there's the second clock. And the second clock is the Avoida clock. Shchita, Kabbalah. But in the Shchita itself, even the second handle doesn't move. Which is what Steinemann is alluding to. Which I think, yes, is what you were trying to say a little bit. On that, Rav Steinemann says, "Loi mistaver klal," because the pigul is not chal on the avoida. The pigul is chal on the korban, and that's the reason why we explain by Riches Godel why pigul is called a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. The reason why pigul is called a lav she'ein bo ma'isa is because pigul is not a psul avoida; it's a psul machshava. You just said why? You just explained it. You just said why. Because you're in between avoda. You're in no man's zone.
But you're thinking about it relative to the karma.
But it's not during the karma.
So you see that...
The machshava is not chal on the avoda. The avoda just makes that the karma is in process.
Okay, you can't have it both ways. So
you could have it both ways.
Right. Okay. So if you had two machshavas and one avoida, you could say Say whatever you want about it. It's just confusion. It's canceling each other out. It's not a clear mind.
Well, again, what Rav Steiner is saying is very pushit. I think it's olive based. That's why I'm surprised an intelligent person like you is debating this. He's saying a simple thing. He's saying, just like if a person had a machshavas pigul, right? And then he had a beautiful machshava at the end of the avoda. Nachutz l'mkoymai. A beautiful machshava. L'shem oyla. L'shem oyla bizmano. It's too late. Why is it too late? What do you mean? I didn't have a whole avoida of Machshavas Pigul. Opposite. I had a half avoida of Avoida's Pigul, which according to Yossi is nothing. And then I ended the avoida with a beautiful Lishma Kavana. We say, well, too bad on you. You already passed it by the beginning. I say, 1 second. I didn't have a whole avoida of Pigul. Nothing to take, but it could be an hour. The avoida could take you an hour. You could do a halacha for an hour. The point is very simple. The point is that the machshava registers immediately on the carbon. And that's the reason why it doesn't matter what the end of the avodah was. The end of the avodah could have been with the best, highest level kavana. Doesn't make a difference. So all Rav Steinemann is saying is, so it doesn't really make sense to say that the end of the avodah can't override the beginning of the avodah, because it's on manushach. Either you have to tell me, review the holes, that a machshava that qualifies for pigul can't be overridden if that happened first. That makes sense, right? Or tell me that no, until it materializes as a psul, it could be overridden, and that's not till zrika. But what Rav Steinemann is saying here is that there's a manushach. If the machshava would relate dafka to the avoda, then it would be very good. And in other words, let's say the halacha would be like I just said, that if you didn't have a whole avoda spiegel, doesn't pass it, then it would be beautiful. Then it would be gewaldic. Then it would be like Yossi saying, you need a whole shechita of pigul to make it pass. Beautiful. We wouldn't have a problem with that either. But once we know that that's not the halacha, and the halacha is that even if you had the best kavana in the world at the end of the shechita, say it doesn't matter. The pigul already registered. Right? The pigul registered. So that lachor is a problem. And the other way too. Exactly. If the first part of the shechita was with a good kavana, the second part was machshavas pigul. Same thing. The carbon is possible. So the avoid is only needed to say that the carbon is in process. You can only register. You can only throw the pigul in when the carbon is moving. So that's all you need. It's not because it's chal on the avoid. It's not chal on the avoid. It's chal on the comb. That's his problem. So Lamaisi ends off, doesn't really miyash of this. He also points out another thing. He says that by assuming that there would be such a thing, he says by halacha, this already the Briskerov points out later on, by halacha, that's also an avoid achas. But there, each step you take is a new halacha. Because the halacha is, if the kohen takes one step, he already did a halacha. Right? But he could do now another step, do another halacha, do another step, another halacha. Let's say he stops at more of a distance from the mizbech, he does his zrikin. It's kosher. At the same time, if he takes another step, the halacha becomes longer. So the briskerov is this. What? No. Till you do Zrika, you could expand the halacha from one step to 100 steps. So the Briskerov asks, Stam over there is Pachlana trying to say that it's a middle. What do you mean it's a middle? Let the pigul complete itself now. I did a complete halacha. That's the problem. I did a complete halacha. So it's very difficult to understand Ilfishita. Now, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara goes into Tvois Lashon Rishon. And that's really where we're holding. We're going to tie the two parts of the sugya together. The Gemara says, Tanan Hosam, the top of Lamed, Tanan Hosam, Harezu Tmuras Oilah, Tmura Areza Tmura Shlamim. If somebody says Areza Tmura Soilo Tmura Shlamim, Areza Tmura Soilo Divra Meir. So notice he has two behemoths, he has two korbanos in front of him. One is an oil and one is a shlamim. He takes another behemoth. He says, this behemoth should be a Tmura Soilo Tmura Shlamim. So a Meir says Areza Tmura Soilo Divra Meir. Because twice Lashon Rishon. Right? Pastors. Because twice Lashon Rishon. Om Rabbi Yesi, im lekach neskavim b'tchila, hoyu vi efshel shtei shemois, kachas, tvov kayom. If his original intention was to say Tmur Seilu Tmur Shlom, that was his original intention, okay? So then, it's takachal, both achal. It's a Tmur Seilu Shlomim. Obviously, it's not a Oilu Shlomim. You have to sell it. And the domim are an Oilu Shlomim. That's what comes up. So I raise the Tmura Soilu Shlom. That's what he says, Dvorav Kayom. If you misham, I raise the Tmura Soilu Nimlach. Then I raise the Waila. Yeah. Because the Rabbi Yossi makes an afkamina what your kavana was. Tosis makes, if you look at Tosis by Yossi, makes a strange distinction. Obviously, we're talking about L'acha Kedei Dibu. Yossi, like you were saying before, Tosis Kedei Dibu is Kedibu Dami. We're talking about L'acha Kedei Dibu. Tosi says there's such a thing called La'acha kedei dibur godl and La'acha kedei dibur kotl. So if you very quickly said Tmuras Shlomim, so even though it's outside of the halacha framework of one statement, then we say you meant both. And if you went ahead and you made a long hafsik between the Tmuras Leil and Tmuras Shlomim, then we say you went back on what you were thinking. That's how Tosis explains. The Rambam by Yossi is not like that. The Rambam doesn't say a word about Kedei Dibur. Actually, Rambam says even not. The Rambam's lashon is Omar Harezu Tmura Soilu Tmura Shlomim Im Niskav L'Kach Metchil Tvorav Kayom. So the Rambam Im Loi Niskav Metchil Tmura Soilu B'Chaz Tmura Shlomim Ava B'Shechaz B'Tor Kedei Dibur Ein Tosis Nel Lashon Nish V'Harezu Tmura B'Lvad Azay Shtein Rambam. So the Rambam seems to learn has nothing to do with the amount of time, has to do with your intention. And Tosfos holds there has to be some clarity from the way you made the nether, what your intent was. It could be that Tosfos holds that it will be Dvorim Shebelev. It could be it's not a significant machlekes between the Rambam and Tosfos. It could be that the Rambam holds that would be Dvorim Shebelev. Tosfos holds Dvorim Shebelev. Tosfos holds that if you say Areza Tmura Soil, then you wait 5 minutes. You say Areza Tmura Shlomim. In Londres, Tosfos agrees to the Rambam. Then if your das was, but Tosfos, it's Dvorim Shebelev. Right? That's L'chore the way. So you could say it's not really. Some Achronim learned there's a Psalom de Shemachlekes between Tosfos and the Rambam. You could say they both hold the same thing. From here now, the Gemara is going to go into our case of Machshavas Pigel. Meaning, Bashkafa Rishayna, Rav Yehuda, who says as long as the Pigel came first, it stays Pigel. He's Taka going Beshitis Rav Meir Tvayis Lashon Rishon. And Rav Yehuda, the Tanakame, who says that it doesn't matter, Tanakame is going like Rav Yehuda. So the Emma says it's Tzorchi and Godl. Before we even read the Shakla V'Tariya, the Gemara, it's a Tzorchi and Godl, this whole thing. Because there's a huge difference between somebody who's making Tmura or Hekdish and somebody who's making Pigel. There's a tremendous difference. We discussed, I think it was 3 weeks ago, why Pigel is not called B'Dibur Kavod Ma'aseh. We gave many different cheshbonos, why not? But one of the poshut pshatim I brought down was, based on Ashita Mekubetzos and Bava Metzia Mem Gimel, and Reb Chaim Bris Kemat learns the same way, L'chayra, is that Pigel is not a chalois that you're making. Pigel is a effect on the carbon. Pigel is not a chalois you're making. So, for an example, if a kohen says, I want to eat this carbon chutzal zmanai, but I do not want it to become pigel. I don't want to make pigel. So I plan to eat this shlomim in 3 days from now, but I don't want a chalois pigel. Too bad. You have no power as far as the chalois pigel because it's not your chalois. Now, if you bring matnash behemah, you can make any tanai in the world that you want. You can say, I want this to be an oil, if kach v'kach, and if not, I don't want it to be an oil. Because it's your chalois. The oil is your chalois. You make a kedusha shlomim, you can make any tanai in the world that you want. Because it's yours. It's your power. Pigel is a ramification of what you thought. But it's not your chalois. It's not up to you. It's not your decision. The Torah HaKdoshe makes a chalois pigel. Right? By an oil of shlomim, one thing we know for sure. If you want this to be an oil and a shlomim, if you wanted to do such a thing, you could do it. According to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Yossi, you could say behemazu, chetz your oil of chetz your shlomim. You could do it. There's no problem. Everybody agrees you could do it. There's no machlaikas. Machlaikas, Rabbi Meir, and whatever the lomdus is, the machlaikas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi is tvois loshen rishon, tvois loshen achron. It's inasmuch the way you made the chalois, either what your intention was. Right? First of all, actually, we have Steinemann over here. He learns that way. He learns that according to Shiloh, first of all, Rishon is a Shiloh what your intention is. If Steinemann says, the way he understands it, he says that's not the way it works. He says, this is what we say in all of Shas, first of all, Rishon. Yesh la'ayin, makavona shehu roitzeh sorishin, is that what you want, or shekach adin, he says, ul'choyr machshev es kotshem, is no shaykhaz yeh b'chlal. First of all, let's go to the case of the Mishnah. I want to eat a kazayis chusl zman, and I want to eat a kazayis chusl mkama. I want both. There's no steering between these machshevas. I want both. Person says, I have in mind I'm going to eat this korban shalei bizman, right? And I'm going to eat it chutz l'mekomei too. There's no steering between the two. My first kavanah is, I'm going to eat this korban 3 days from now. My second kavanah is, I'm going to eat it either in 3 days from now, I'll eat it in the wrong place, or I'll eat another kazayas in 2 days in the wrong place. Makes no nafkamina. There's no. The problem is that over here, there's no. It, number one, it's not your chalois. It has nothing to do with you. Period. It's nothing to do with you. Number two, there's no conflict. The whole basis of tvois loshen rishon, tvois loshen achron. Whether you learn, like Rav Steinemann is suggesting, that it's a kavana, it's really totally in. On that? I'm beginning to feel it in my voice. Let me just. Oh, it's over here it says it's on. What? It says it's on.
Oh, wait, it's a different battery. Hold on.
Anyway, what? Okay, if you don't, you know, it's fine. Anyway, so Lamai said. The way it comes out over here is let even if you don't learn like Rav Steinemann, Rav Steinemann is learning a kavana that simply you can learn tvois loshen rishon, tvois loshen achron is a kavana issue, right? And Rav Meir and Rav Yossi is just arguing whether you could say kach neskaven b'tchila or not. But even if you don't learn like Rav Steinemann, that's for sure the basis of. Now I do hear it. Now it is hooked up. Shkech, thank you. Anyway, Rabbi Yisai, what I'm trying to explain to you is like this. There are two ways to learn tvois loshen rishon, tvois loshen achron. One way to learn is, it's when you make such a chalois, what are you doing? Are you creating the chalois one after the other? Or are you trying to create a chalois together? Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, machlokes and Shas. That's one way to learn. If you learn that way, zichah makes no sense to tzushtal tar sugya. Because over here, there's no steer at all from the machshav chutz l'zmane to the machshav chutz l'mchane. There's no conflict. Am I kavone? Stop asking me what I mean. I'll tell you. What I mean is, I mean to eat a chutz l'zmane, and I mean to be matur chutz l'mchane. There's no steer at all. So, kavone-wise makes no sense. There's no steer in kavone. If you learn Tfayis Lashon Rishon is a din, right? It's also only bonery. It's only riding on the fact that there's a conflict. Right? It's only riding on the fact that there's a conflict, meaning either it's an oil or it's a shlamim. It can't all be an oil and all be a shlamim. It's not shaykh. Because once it's chald in oil, it can't be chald in shlamim. Right? What does it have to do with us? What's the shaykh is here? No, the pigul of chutz l'zmani is also chav. There's a tanai that you're not chayiv kogos unless there's no other psulim on the kol. It's only on the kol. Oh, it's only on the kolos. Huh? Why is that a conflict? I'm not. That's what I'm saying. I'm not hearing the conflict. Conflict is only when you're talking about a conflict of chalois. You're trying to make two chalois in which you contradict each other. This chalois has a tanai, meaning if this chalois is without another psul, there's chorus. If there is another psul, there's no chorus. It's part of Hilchos Pigul. It's part of the Shulchan Aruch of Hilchos Pigul that there can't be another psul here. That's part of the Shulchan Aruch. In order to be chayiv chorus, there's no other psul. L'chara. There's not a conflict between these two things. But the Gemara seems to make an analogy here. The Gemara says like this. Zok the Gemara. Ibayilu arezu tumasayilu shlomim mahu. If you said it together, without a tumura. What do we say over there? Another shayil of the Gemara. Lachzeis mahu. If you say I want it to be lachzeis. Rashi learns lachzeis means if you look at Rashi, right? Basically, you're saying, I want it to be half and half. Toises and lachzeis means it's man of the day. By halfway of the day, the sheet explains that I don't want it to be chal right now. So it's another way of saying, I want it to be chal together. Mahu. Omar Abaye, behov adai moider ameya, when you say, I want them both to be chal together, he zich agrees that both kedushas are chal. According to you, right? What do we do with pigul? By shchita, it's like lachzois. Why is it like lachzois? Meaning in our Mishnah, it says chishiv bolechol kazayis, kazayis lamocha and kazayis pachutz. So Gemara says the chilachzois domi. Simply what the Gemara means is, upligi. Simply what the Gemara means is, there's no steering kavana. Exactly what I was telling you. There's no steering kavana. You want one kazayis to eat pechutz. In the shechita you're being mechaven. One kazayis pechutz and one kazayis with some kaima. It's no steering. So if you hold b'chiyai gavna when there's no steering, even Rameyer agrees that they're both chal, so by us it should also be like that. Yeah. Omalei, misavis and shchita lo besoif, yesh shchita mitchila v'atzoif. And the mele, the Gemara is assuming that the original psul already was chal. U'mishnasein was talking about them simin rishin chutz l'zmane, and then simin sheni chutz l'mkoyma. That's what the Gemara is saying. So there's actually a stira, meaning the whole Simin Rishon, Yavin Mayim Chutzlus Manai, the whole Simin Sheni, Yavin Mayim Chutzlum Koimai. Says the Gemara, wait, Kmitza? Kmitza doesn't have a Simin Rishon and a Simin Sheni. It's one action. Lachlis Domi, there you want both to happen together, please. Hosamami, Hikter Koimitz, Mincha Chutzlus Manai, Koimitz Levina Chutzlum Koimai. There's also two parts, because Kmitza has the Mincha and the Levina. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Kaimitz to Milchas Chayta, the lack of Levoina by the Yipligi. Milchas Chayta only has Kaimitz, no Levoina. The Gemara says, like Pligi, but Marasha feels just like Pligi, even if they argue over there, Pligi bepsias. Meaning the Hailacha. Not the Kaimitz, the Hailacha. That's where you had the two Kavanas. So you walked one step for Chutzlis Manai, another step Chutzlim Kaimai. Right? Over here also, Lachari, you have the same Kasha, the Briskerov. Each step, it's a complete halacha, because you could stop here and do the avodah. That's not going to be Briskerov's kasha. Rav Simi Barashi Masnik Abaye, that by Lachzois, Rav Meir agrees. They're both ha, if you want them to happen together. Rav Huna Barnos Masnik Hidarov, that Rav Meir always holds that the first Kedusha is ha, even when you try to do it together. As long as you said the word oila first, shlamim is not chal. Ki yos ravdimi am Rav Meir b'shitas Rav Yehuda amra. He's ravdimi, says Rav Meir goes like Rav Yehuda tvois loshen rishon. Domer tvois loshen rishon. Na no Rav Yehuda zaklal machshir zamakodem machshir zamokoyim pigul v'chayav and alof kalis. Amo yabaye v'rav achanam abiechan ki magas Rav Meir Rav Yosi b'chad adodim loy pligi. You could really say to Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi, don't argue. What do you mean they don't argue? What do you mean like pligi? What do you mean pligi? They're arguing in Tamura. Meaning, they don't argue by us. I'm like pligi, but my pligi, but like pligi, my like pligi. By us, they would agree. In our case, they would agree. They would agree that over there it's only a shiloh of kavane, but they would agree, b'chayi gavne, where you're trying to make two things to be chal together, taka, then Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi would both agree. That's what. But when the Gemara says pligi b'may de pligi, it means what the kavanos of the Meimer was, that they're arguing. For loy pligi b'may de loy pligi. They both don't hold tfois lashon rishon. Meaning, they both hold that if you're trying to do two things, you want them both to be chal, we wouldn't focus on which one you said first. Over there, they're arguing what the kavanah of the Meimer is. They wouldn't argue with there's no machlekes. And my proof is, everybody agrees if you say, I want this to happen first. Even Rav Meir holds it doesn't work. Meaning, even Rav Yossi agrees it doesn't work. Meaning, Rav Yossi also agrees whatever happens first is binding. If you say clearly, I want them both to be chal, together, only together, everybody agrees it's chal. Even Rabbi Yis, even a mayor agrees it's chal. Even though you said oila first, ki pligi damat musal to mishlamer meyosav me dahavalei lemeimet to musal mishlamen. So those mishlam shami no me the kahadame. Rabbi Yis yomai ki amat mishlamo havamine pagot mu pagot mishlamen. If you said it should be to musal mishlamen, you think it's half and half. Lachem to musal mishlamen lemeimet the kula oila v'kula shlamen. Okay. Anyway, so this is the conclusion. I grab a hold that there is a machlokes tfois loshon and tfois loshon rishon. Okay, anyway. So the Gemara basically has a vikuach here whether tfois loshon rishon, tfois loshon achron is negeir to our sugya or not. If you hold that, what the Gemara is saying is, if you tack a hold of tfois loshon rishon, tfois loshon achron by tmura, then it would also be binding by pigul. Right? Meaning that then Rabbi Yehuda's shita would be based on tfois loshon rishon, tfois loshon achron. And if you hold that nobody holds that tfois loshon rishon, meaning the machloikas and tmur is what you really meant, then it's not relevant. That's basically what the Gemara said. In other words, if you hold tfois loshon rishon is a halacha, irrelevant of your kavanah, then it would apply to pigul as well. Then Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir would be one shita, tfois loshon rishon. If you hold Reb Meir and Reb Yossi and Tamura are not arguing about Tfos Lashon Rishon, meaning they both hold that if you would want both of them to be Chal, that's the way it would be Chal. Machloikis is only what your Kavana was, how you explained your Kavana. So then it's not applicable to Pigul. That's basically what the conclusion of the sugi is. That's the Gemara's coming out. And that's Yishayel, an arm and a pligin. And Mela, Lididi, that I hold that way, it's totally Zebizah. The Shita Mukubetza says clearly. The Shita Mukubetza here in the Hashmata says clearly that Tmuzel Ushlamim is all totally in this Shayel. Meaning, how we explain the Machlekes, Remeir and Reb Yossi and Tamura. If you learn that Remeir holds Tfos Lashon Rishon, then Remeir and Reb Yehuda are in sync. They both hold Tfos Lashon Rishon. And if you hold that in Tmura has nothing to do with Tfos Lashon Rishon, it's just a shaila what the kavana of the person is, then it's not relevant here. Because obviously it has nothing to do with kavana. That's what comes out from the maskon. The big problem is, like we're saying, there is no shaykhs here at klal or klal to the whole parasha over there. No shaykhs. First of all, what do the Chachamim hold? Let's take a step back. What do the Chachamim hold? What do Chachamim hold? Chachamim hold, that doesn't matter if you had Pigul first and then Chutzlum Koyma, you had Chutzlum Koyma first and Pigul, it always, the Machshava always undermines, the Machshava Chutzlum Koyma will always undermine the Machshava Chutzlum Zman. Right? That's the Shita of the Chachamim. Rav Yehuda says, no, I go by the first kavana. Whatever your first kavana was, that's the one that prevails. Okay. Now, clearly, this is a pigul shayla. This is a pigul machlokes. Because the Torah already was machadish that machsheves chutzlum koimai distorts pigul. That we learn out of pasuk. Machsheves mitzizu mizu. Right? Clearly. The machloikas is, l'chaira, what did the Torah mean? When the Torah said that if you have pigul, in order for a chalois pigul to be chal, you have to finish all of the avodas with nothing more making the carbon puzzle, did the Torah mean whatever preceded the pigul? Or did the Torah mean, doesn't matter what preceded the pigul, or what happened after the pigul? So it's really l'chara zero to do with Tfos Lashon Rishon, Tfos Lashon Achron. Zero to do with that. That's the problem. The big problem here in the sugi is that the Gemara is making it into one shalant, and l'chara it has zero to do with each other. These two sugis. And the only reason why the Gemara is separating them is for one reason. Because it could be that the sugi in Tmura has nothing to do with Tfos Lashon Rishon. And that's the machlokes ha-megoyim. In our sugya and in Tmura, how do you learn the machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi? Rebbe says you go by Tfos Lashon Rishon. Is that because he holds the first thing you said prevails? Or is that because he holds that's your kavan? Right? That's what, but the Gemara is basically saying is that if you hold the first thing you say prevails, then that would be the same machlokes over here by Pigul. And if you learn it's a kavana machlokes, then it doesn't have to do with our sugya. We're asking, Mimonoshech has nothing to do with Arsuk. Mimonoshech has nothing to do with Arsuk. Arsuk is one shayla. Machshavos Maitzia Zumizu. The concept of Machshavos Maitzia Zumizu. Is that concept of Machshavos Maitzia Zumizu, is that when the Torah said that, Chiddush, was the Torah only saying Machshavah that you did before the Pigul? Was the Torah saying, not even Machshavah you do after the Pigul? So Shaila didn't Pigul. So that's the significant difficulty in understanding the whole sugya. So that forces us to reanalyze what the Gemara meant from the beginning. What does the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says that Machsheves Chutzlum Koimai undermines Machsheves Chutzlum Zmani? What does that mean? Is there any lumdus behind it? So I want to tell you it's a little bit of an ahapachu from what you would think. Bashkofa Rishayna. When we learn Kachim, we go with the assumption that Chutzlum Zmana is worse than Chutzlum Koyma. It's a worser machshava. Makes sense that we should think that way. Why? Because chutzlam kaima is no karas. Chutzlam kaima is no karas. And chutzlam manai is karas. If you eat the carbon, if you eat from the basar of the chutzlam manai, you have karas. If you eat from kachrim that was nifsal chutzlam kaima, there's no karas. Bashkafa rishayna means chutzlam manai is a worse kavon than chutzlam kaima. But I want to suggest to you that it's not like that. That be'etzim, it's not like that. And I'm going to tell you what the svar is, and I think this will help us to understand the whole sugi much better, including the sugi mila. But over here, it's going to make this sugi much clearer. And that is that really, we could look at it from almost the opposite standpoint. What Yossi and I were discussing before, kavona in between shechita and kabbalah, doesn't work. Kavon in between Hoylach and Zrika doesn't do anything. It has to be during the Avoid. Why? Why does it have to be during the Avoid? What's the pshat? It's not because the Avoid is creating it, because that we see even half the Avoid is good enough. So it's not that the Avoid is creating it. It's not a din in the Avoid like we explained. So what's the oif to of the Kavon during the Avoid? And the answer is very simple. The answer is that you have to look at a machsheves psul not just as a negative. You have to look at it as a positive. It's like sometimes a person's waiting for a blood test, right? Sometimes the result you want is a negative result. Sometimes the result you want is a positive result. Depends what the test is. Sometimes it's good to have a positive result for something. Sometimes Rahman al-Islam, I mean, I'm dealing with people now, many chaylim, they're looking almost for a negative. Because a positive negative means it's that we can cure. And this we can't cure, right? The way you have to look at it is like this. Shaloy lishma, a machshava apeselos by a korban, is really a positive element. It's a positive negative. It means the shaloy lishma is not pshat, I'm having a bad kavanah. I'm installing a bad kavanah into the korban. I'm creating in the korban this bad kavanah that I'm having. It's not stam I'm having a bad kavanah. If it would stam be a bad kavanah, yeah, nechanami, you can have it anytime. Once you shech the behemah, it's a korban anytime. No, I have to install it into the korban. The kavanah has to now become part of the korban. Right? So just like if somebody shech it lavay dezor, so if he has to have the kavanah during the time of the shechit. To get the positive negative, in order that there should be chal. So you have to look at shaloi lishma pigul the same thing. Now I'll tell you like this: that most kavanas of psul, right, are intrinsically something wrong with the kol. I'm having in mind to do something intrinsically wrong with the kol. Either I'm doing a chatas l'shem shlomim. Something intrinsically wrong with the korban. A korban chatas for shlomim is something intrinsically wrong with the korban. Be'emes is chutzlam kaimai is also something intrinsically wrong with the korban. Because while the korban is active, right, meaning it's still in the zman achila, there's a choyves achila, I'm saying that I'm going to do something positive, a positive negative. I'm going to eat a chutzlam kaimai. Okay, it's a positive negative. When somebody has in mind chutz l'zmanah, right? Be'etzem, his kavanah is something which is on the abstract. It's something after the korban, after whatever he's thinking about has already expired. It's expired, right? It's in the abstract. So now, in a way, that's a smaller degree of psul, logically. It's a smaller degree of psul. Chutzlam kaimai or chatas l'shem shlomim, we'll call it psulay begufay. I'm only using a kachem language. It's intrinsically a psul. Chutzlam zmanay, one can arguably say, not really psulay begufay. Because the chutzlam zmanay is, I'm having a kavan about something which is outside of the framework of the kol. The Torah was machadish, that kavan also prevails. Now that the Torah was mechadish, that kavana prevails, you could say now it's now the korban becomes more infected. Why? Because since when you have a machshava hapoiselas, so the whole korban gets dismissed. So it's like there's a cancellation in the korban. The kavana is such a contradiction with the chefs of the korban. Like you ever say for Torah, you will ma'abed the skin for shoes. Yeah? So it's possible, for Sefer Torah. So now you write a Sefer Torah on it, it's not a possible Sefer Torah. Yeah. Pigul, because it's not begufoi, it's not a psuli begufoi type of psul, so therefore, it can be on the carbon and the carbon could continue to function. The carbon didn't get distorted. That's why it's called meratze lepiguloi. Pigul is the only psul we find in psul amukdashim that there's something called a positive pigul. A pigul carbon has to become merutze. It's almost a stira because it's pigul huloye rotze, right? But there's such a thing called haksas psul. By no other psul amukdashim is there something called haksas psul. It doesn't exist. By no place in country. Only over here is there such a thing called Hatzaz. Only by Pigul. Meaning, a korban becomes Tomei. There's no such thing as having Kavana now that the Psul Tumah doesn't prevail until you do a kosher Izrika. Does it make sense? Okay. If you do a Chatas L'Shem Shlomi, it's possible. You're frozen in your tracks. There's no such a thing as a Izrika that's going to make a Chalois here because there's nothing to make a Chalois. It's possible. So to take it a next level, the Zrika is like pouring water on the Mizbech. If you shechted a chatas l'shem shlomim, and the korban became possible, and now you spritz the water on the Mizbech, the blood, it's like spritzing water on the Mizbech. It's not Hashem Zrika. It would be a self-contradictory to say, I'm doing a ritzui for shalei lishma. It's possible. Possible. Possible, possible. Pigul is the only one, Pigul of Chutz L'Zmanai, is the only one that there's something called a Ritzui L'Pigulai. That now you can become Chayiv Koras. Now that the Zrika was done, now there could be a Chayiv Koras. Meaning, the Koras that's by Pigul is, you're having a Korban where the Pigul and the Korban are alive together. That's the Chumrah of it. The reason why Pigul is more chamer of chutz l'zmanai than shalei l'shmo or chutz l'mkaymai is because the carbon has in it a live carbon. It's like a live infection. It's like a brewing infection. It has the carbon is pumping together with the pigul. Meratze l'piguloi. That's the idea. That's why I learned rather in the sugi there in Me'ilu with the Lamafre in our conclusion when we learned it years ago that there's an afkamini between chutzlum koyme and chutzlum zmani. Chutzlum koyme taka works Lamafre because the psul is a psul of the carbon itself. There's no real such thing as a zrika of chutzlum koyme. Whereas chutzlum zmani, the zrika is meratze. The zrika brings the chorus. The zrika actually brings the chorus. That's the nitzri. That's what concludes. That's the conclusion of the call. So now, if you learn that way, first of all, we understand why, according to the Chachamim, Chutzlum Koyme always is a problem. Because Chutzlum Koyme takes away the lifeline of Pigul, of the Chumrah of Pigul. The Chumrah of Pigul is I have a kosher carbon with a Pigul on it. Once you do Chutzlum Koyme, you're back to regular Psalim Mugdashim. You took away the Chumrah. By making it more puzzle, you have what I'm saying? By making it more puzzle, you took away the chumrah. That's what the Chachamim say, I don't care if it happened before or after. It doesn't make a difference. You took away the chumrah of chutz l'zmanai. The chumrah of chutz l'zmanai is that the carbon itself intrinsically doesn't have anything intrinsically that's puzzling it. Chutz l'zmanai. It only has abstract things of chutz l'zmanai. That's all it has. But once you have a chutz from kaimai, you distorted it. That's why the chacham hold it makes no difference. The shas was pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. I have to travel today out of town, so I'm going to have to stop here. We'll finish next week. It's going to answer that too. We need one more week. Next week, Berlin and the womb.